Brilliance Audio presents The Family Ship by Sonia Jorg, performed by Lisa Flanagan. Prologue. Jude. 1962. Jude's earliest memory was of the day his sister was born. As if becoming a big brother made his brain decide it needed to start keeping track for the long run. As if a promise made at 4 was meant to be honored forever. Grandma Jean had been staying with him, the first 2 nights he'd ever been away from his parents. All Grandma Jean wanted to do was feed him, and all he wanted to do was kneel on the couch where he could see the driveway and know when his parents came home. With the baby. Jude remembered the nubby feel of the couch under his hands and having to pee but not wanting to go because he might miss spotting the car. He remembered the tight swirl in his chest, excitement and worry tangled together. He remembered that on the second morning, Grandma Jean made him break his vigil and took him to his room to change out of his pajamas, and that was when his parents came home. Grandma Jean hadn't finished her ridiculous task, and Jude ran downstairs in only his underpants. His mother bent down and opened her arms. He threw himself into them.
"Easy, son," his father said.
Jude breathed in his mother's smell, and the tangle in his chest loosened. His mother cupped his face in her hands.
"How's my best boy?"
Jude remembered about the baby and looked around the back of his mother for it. She turned him around by the shoulders.
"Go say hello to your sister."
His father had moved to the couch holding something wrapped in a blanket. The something was his sister. Jude had expected bigger. He climbed up next to his father, who unwrapped the blanket. The baby's arms sprang up like a jack-in-the-box. Her face was pink, and so was everything else. Her hat, the blanket, her fists. Before Jude could even wonder what he was supposed to do with her, his father put his hand on Jude's chest, then on the baby's.
"This is Verity."
Jude tried it out.
"Verity."
"Verity," his father repeated. "She's your sister, which means you're her big brother. You can see how small she is, how she needs us to take care of her, keep her safe. Not just your mother and me, but you too."
Him? What could he do? Carry his sword around all the time? Before he could ask, his father said,
"She'll grow up faster than you can imagine, but you'll always be..."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?